Hi, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
And you're listening to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
Your date won't text you back, but they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's What Happened
on Star 102.5.
Well, Billy thought he and Sharon hit it off really well. He thought something was starting, and now it's nothing. He wants to know what happened. So Sharon now joining us to give us her side of things. How are you, Sharon?
Okay. How are you?
We're doing good. All right. So, well, our listener, Billy, got a hold of us. You know Billy. Of course, he said...
Oh.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear this already. So, well, Billy thought you guys hit it off. He told us that he had you laughing the whole time. He said nothing.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So what why didn't you tell us what happened? So what happened between you two?
Okay. Well, he invited me over for a home-cooked meal, which sounded great. I mean, you know, guy who can cook, I mean, that's totally hot, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Sure. So was he a bad cook? Is that it? Did he disappoint?
Well, I don't know if he's a bad cook or a good cook.
Well, did you like it? I don't understand.
Well, what happened is he very blatantly ordered Chinese food, and then he plated it like he had cooked it. Like, he even went so far, he put the fried rice in a pan so he could serve it to me.
Wow. See, that's committed. You're committed to the lie.
You're putting the fried rice in a pan.
Okay.
You're sure that this is what happened.
And the pan was cold.
It was cold.
Oh, gosh,
like,
he didn't...
obviously didn't cook it.
All right.
Okay, so...
Okay.
Are you upset that all you got was some kind of cold Chinese food? Is that the turnoff?
I'm upset that he lied about it, you know. I mean, I was expecting something, you know, kind of genuine and from the heart, and instead I just got Chinese food. I mean, and that in itself would have been fine if he just said, oh, hey, I ordered Chinese food. You know, it's that he lied about it.
Right. No, I get that. Putting on the whole show, that's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
He did it so badly.
So, it's about how poorly he lied. I got
Like, I know damn well that you didn't make egg rolls from scratch. I mean,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't even know how you start.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We have Billy on the phone. Billy, so Sharon seems pretty sure that you faked cooking Chinese food. So is she right?
All right. Look. Okay, yeah. You caught me red-handed. Okay? I lied.
Yeah, it was not that difficult, dude.
Look, I really wanted to impress you. I tried cooking, but I don't know how to cook crap. I thought it would be easy, but... I was in way over my head, I guess.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so did you try to cook something and then just order at the last minute?
I don't know how to make anything. I tried. I made a mess, and then what I had, I threw in the trash, so I just freaking ordered Chinese food at the last second, and I don't know, tried to just put on a front, but clearly... I, you know, forgot all the details. The pan wouldn't even hide. I didn't even think
about it. That is kind of a big detail. That is a big detail.
The pan.
Well, you know what? When someone makes me a meal, I don't freaking investigate the thing. I just put it in my mouth.
No, apparently.
I'm on board. I'm on board.
That's actually
that.
A good defense.
A good
I don't
point.
Investigate where the food came from either.
You're not in the garbage looking for takeout containers. Now listen, though, Billy, what I just don't understand is that if you're not a very good cook and you really wanted to make a good impression, you told us, you know, when we initially talked to you that you really liked her, you had been kind of chasing her for a little while, like you finally get the date, why lead with something you don't know how to do?
Because these ladies, they don't want a millennial man. They want a classic man who can cook and serve an offering on a platter to them. You know what I mean? I'm trying to show out. I don't know.
Oh, gosh, Billy. Well, you know what? I mean... Sharon, the good news here is he wanted to make a good first impression. He obviously went about it the wrong way. He just should have been up front because sincerity goes a lot farther. I agree with you. But
the good intentions were there.
Yeah, he gave up the lie.
Mm-hmm.
He's not still trying to hold on to
it. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. You would have been fine if he said, hey, I messed it up. I ordered Chinese.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I feel the same. I mean, sincerity does go a lot farther. And Billy, I think you realize the mistake you made. I mean, is there a chance here that maybe you can just go out to dinner or something?
Well, I mean, you know how I feel. I'd love to. You know, maybe eat somewhere else, like a restaurant.
Right. Right. Now that Billy can't cook.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Billy's in. How about you, Sharon?
I mean, I don't care where we eat or what we eat, you know, as long as we can keep it above board.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
All right. All right. No more lying, Billy. No more trying to pull the wool over our eyes. Keep it on the up and up. Okay.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
All right. Well, you wanted to know what happened, Billy. Now you do. And you and Sharon apparently are on the road to maybe another date. So
hey, maybe you guys can.
Good luck, okay?
You guys can go on a date to a cooking class.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Just stick to the restaurant.
All right. Good
okay.
Luck,
all right. Good luck, you guys. Take care. Bye bye.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
You've been listening to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
If you haven't already, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast.
Join us tomorrow for more of the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.